welcome to For the Record, our bi-weekly show in which we take one recently released album and take a deep dive into it. You can listen to us every other Thursday at 9:30 a.m. San Francisco time on the world's best internet radio station, BFF.fm, or subscribe to the podcast at For the Record Podcast, all one word, .com. This week, we're talking about the one-off album from Snowcaps, that's S-N-O-C-A-P-S, a collaboration between Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie and her twin sister Allison Crutchfield of Swearin' and some other bands. The album is self-titled and starts with a song called Coast.
Close your eyes in the passenger seat. Remember, you can trust me.
Without a lot of, I didn't hear about it before it was released. And it's such a sweet album because the Crutchfield sisters used to be in a band when they were in their teens called P.S. Eliot that has been gone for a long time. And, you know, Katie Crutchfield has gone on to Grammy winning success, Grammy nominated, Grammy winning with Waxahachie. And Allison, you know, kind of retired from playing music and is working in A&R at Anti Records. But, you know, you have to assume that they still got together and played music sometimes. And so this is just a really great collaboration where each of them write about half the songs and takes lead vocals on about half the songs and then back each other up on all of them.
Yeah, it's so great to hear. And Allison's song starts off the record. Yeah. And it is, you know, as much as I love the kind of Waxahachie Americana sound, this is a little more in that rock direction. And I found that those were the songs that maybe I responded to a little bit more. They pulled me in a little bit more. And I'd be like, oh, I'd been missing that version of the Crutchfield sound. Mm-hmm. And that then, you know, Katie Crutchfield, of course, is out there so prominently and picking up collaborators, and so brought some of those along with her. Brad Cook as a super producer, and MJ Lenderman is having a hell of a year, just accolades in multiple other bands as well as his solo work.
I was going to say, I looked it up, and Manning Fireworks, which was his very critically acclaimed album, actually came out in 2024. But we went to see Greg Freeman at the Rickshaw Stop the other night, and they were playing a wristwatch, like as the show was ending and people were walking out, and like all these people were singing along, and it was very cute. And it's like, yeah, that's a pretty good song.
And a testament to, yeah, his power. Like he is the solo artist, but someone who can come in, and it's really fun to look at the credits here. Cause like almost every track is like guitar, MJ Lenderman, 12 string guitar, MJ Lenderman, bass, MJ Lenderman, drums, MJ Lenderman. And then Allison also on guitar and drums on a bunch of the tracks. And so I'm not going to try to break that down beyond just who is the singer and songwriter for these tracks, but it's just a remarkable collaboration, and having someone who is that good a multi-instrumentalist backing you up and not needing to take the front, just say, oh, these sisters, they are the stars and I'm here to make it shine. And boy, does he, it's a hell of a thing to listen to. And even though I said that, you know, Allison is maybe bringing more of that rock style, I think the next track is an Allison written and sung song that I think is going into a more of a sweet Americana direction. And it's so, so winning. It's called Heathcliff.
I'll be the light at the end of the tunnel. High speed train crash head on, send you straight to hell. I don't think about us. It might be something, but we keep it inconspicuous. Laid out on the highway, I look the other way. Every time you walk in, ignoring everything you say. When you go down, you take me down with you. When you go down, you take me down with you. When you go down, you take me down with you. I see you in infrared vision. When you move around, I know just what I'm missing. I see you in infrared vision. When you go down.
Something so enticing about this contrast between the sweetness of this vocals, the way it's sung with so much warmth and so much affection, and you just feel this overwhelming love, and you listen to the lyrics and it's about basically loving so much and then that person just kind of tearing you down, and this kind of really dysfunctional kind of codependency that's
you kind of get that from the title.
Yeah, and yet, yeah, the sound, though, I'm saying just the sound of it is tricks you really nicely, and I love it.
Yeah, and they sound so great harmonizing together. Like, their voices are just close enough that they just create a beautiful combination.
No, it is, you know, beautiful, and yeah, and yet there's this something, these kind of curious little words like serendipitous and inconspicuous,
yeah,
and they're sung with such verve. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it's so welcoming. Like, I just feel like this is an intimate record, even as it sounds so full, and those little vocal touches.
Yeah, it sounds like they are, you know, what I imagine they were doing when they were kids, where they were just kind of sitting together and making up songs just to entertain each other. And it has that sense of intimacy.
Yeah. And at least according to the press around it, the entire album was recorded pretty quickly over just a few days. And so, yeah, you do get the sense these songs were not overworked. There's like, no, we'll just get it right and have it feel earthy and natural in the best possible way.
So the next song we'll play is called Wasteland.
Take a second, honey, think about it. We are beautiful tears falling at the feet of every person you hold dear. Gave it everything I had. It's a collage. It's a delicate gamble. Cut you up and calm you down and put you on a pedestal. Ooh, but you tied my hands. Can't drop a white flag and recant. I always draw lines in the sand. Let it mark the ground I stand. I don't wanna be your wasteland. I just wanna stay your way. I don't wanna be your wasteland. I just wanna stay your way.
It's not the case on all the songs that I can immediately identify who is the lead vocal, but this is such a Katie song, and I think it shows how her voice is a little bit like warmer and rounder sounding, maybe just because she is a more active, you know, she's a professional musician, and so she's using it a lot more these days, but not that it's better, but I feel like she has a real distinctive voice and style of lyrics writing where some of them are very kind of percussive and punchy, and I really like the song.
Yeah, it has this, you know, real sweetness and longing to it, and in some ways it's, you know, feels almost like a nice pairing with that previous song Heathcliff about like this real longing and feeling the other person being like, oh, you're this destructive person who's going to bring me down. And then this notion of like, I don't want to be your wasteland of like, mm-hmm. Oh, you view me in this really negative way and I don't want you to. And it's a nice pairing of the two voices, the two sentiments. And I think it's a well-structured record. And also none of these songs outstays its welcome. It's, I think the longest track is 3.5 minutes, a lot, or well under three. And they just get in, get out. And yeah, there's just no fat on this.
Yeah, the last track is just super short and it's kind of like a reprise of Coast, but the vocals are with their 10 or 11 year old niece, which is very cute, doing the vocals. But it, like, I don't even really count that as a song. So then there's like 12 normal tracks and it's still like 33 minutes. So it's a short album.
Yeah, it's a real blast. And yeah, it's, I think these sorts of, you know, super group or side projects, there is maybe a temptation, or at least in my mind, an expectation of a little bit of excess. None of that here. Just a fun, fast, and just perfectly structured record. And we go from this slightly more mournful track to one of the most kind of bright and fun songs on the record. It's called Cherry Hard Candy.
I might cause a collision, bite your teeth out, I am Cupid. Cherry hard candy cracking on your floor. I got everything to give you, I am friendship, I am heartbreak.
Just so energetic track. This is a Katie Crutchfield written song that has such warmth, but a lot of that is not just the vocals, but so many different layers of guitar. And I really appreciate how good used to think of the stereo, where the different guitars are kind of arrayed in front of me in my headphones, where I feel like, okay, there's maybe a 12 string off on the left. And then it feels like maybe there's an acoustic in the middle and then another electric over on the right. And it just feels like I'm in the room with all these people jamming on the guitar, even if it's mostly just MJ Lenderman.
Yeah. And I had to, when we cut off that part that we played just now, I had to let the guitar solo go a little bit.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. And yeah, good chance for them to let him show off a little bit. And then coupled with these lyrics that are very, you know, I think some of the stories feel very much like, okay, this is a specific experience or a specific friendship. This one is not as clear to me if it's anything specific, but it feels so evocative of just like, here I am and I'm candy. I'm going to break your teeth. I'm on your floor. It's all the different kind of...
A lot of imagery
that feels very evocative and just a sense of, you know, hey, we were kind of dumb kids, but I'm older now and maybe wiser.
There's a lot of songs on this album addressed to a you, and I think, I mean, not in the song specifically, but I think in a lot of the songs there is a tendency to want to read them as songs to each other and about like their sibling relationship. And I read one review that I don't, you know, who knows, like, we can't know what people are thinking about when they write songs, but positing that there is this third Crutchfield sister, Sydney, who a lot of this album could be read to be about. And I thought that was an interesting take.
Yeah, I'm not even going to speculate on that, but I do feel the emotion, and to have that emotion packaged in such a rollicking, fun listen, hard to argue with that. So we go from that into another high energy song.
Speaking of rollicking.
Yeah, listen. It's called Avalanche.
Me, you see nobody. I've seen it.
drum beat so much on this song. And so I looked at the credits and it is Allison on drums. And I will say, like, I'll go on a side quest here to talk about the fact that we recently dumped Spotify and switched over to Tidal, because not only is Spotify guilty of many crimes, including, you know, paying Joe Rogan millions of dollars, but the Tidal pays artists almost triple what Spotify does. And the switch was super easy. And what I really like in particular is that Tidal has really good credits. So I like being able to look at the credits right in the app. So that's how I looked this up.
No, it is a tech corner at For the Record. No, it is such a, I'm going to stick not with the credits here, but with just that imagery, which is kind of interesting because this is that she's doing the drums, but this is also, I guess, an Allison written and sung song. So it's her, so much of her energy in it, and it's summed up in that great imagery. Like, I got to write a lot riding on this avalanche, which is so evocative. This feeling of like things are out of control, but I'm going with it, which could be so many things in our lives. And one thinks maybe this is a romance, and certainly later on there's a lot I've got writing on this gentleman. So
and the line after that, which is he might wobble but he always wins, which is pretty great.
So there's, and he always makes it look easy. So it is just kind of this love song, but with a undercurrent of like, I can't control this, I don't know where this is going, but I'm going for it anyway, which is really sweet. And you get the feeling, both these people have obviously had intense lives and love, but it's very, I always like to just note that this is my favorite, like, extended family of musicians, because Katie Crutchfield is with the profoundly talented Kevin Morby, and Allison Crutchfield is married to Mike Kroll, who we love. Also done on the show. So, like, all these people we've done on this show.
And Mike Kroll is just really charming.
Incredibly, yes. If you ever have a chance to see him live, it's such a blast. Just one of the funniest and most earnest performers out there.
Yeah, he hasn't put out an album in a long time, which I'm sad about. Anyway, sorry.
No, but it is, so this sense of, I'm falling, I'm going, and we might be a little more mature, but we can still celebrate that kind of young love and how magical that is. And so it's a really sweet song right here, kind of the heart of the album.
So the next song we'll play is my favorite track on the album, which is called Over Our Heads.
Mentioned how there's such kind of warmth and roundness to Katie's voice, but this is an Allison-led song, and the resonance that she puts into the title of the song, the Over Our Heads, where she's looking up at these rats, it's such a great image. It's such a great imagery. You get the sense that this is informed by a life of touring, that they're kind of in an alley behind a club and on the run, like, go get the baby. Like, it's
I'll get the truck and you get the baby.
Yeah, exactly. It's a kind of this crazy imagery, clearly not based on reality, but sort of informed by their life experience and this sense of just keep moving. We always have we have each other, even if the world's against us, which is a great
message. Feel like the message, the feeling I got from the song is like, that's what it's like to have a twin sister, where you have somebody who's always going to be like having your back and like helping you like make a run for it.
The don't bother chasing us.
Boys, we'll see ourselves out.
It's just so catchy. And the warmth, the energy, there's still this kind of underlying sense of darkness, that, you know, the emptiness that we both know, and certainly that, you know, they've struggled with addiction and like had loss in their lives, and like, we have this darkness, but we also have each other. So it's ultimately confronting that the darkness of the past and then seeing a brighter future together. I love it.
Yeah. And it's just so catchy.
Very much.
Yeah. Like all of her songs, this made me wish that Allison would continue to make music, because like, she just has such a great, like kind of power pop songwriting sensibility that I love.
Yeah, even if there is, you know, the instrumentation here and some of the vocals, it has a kind of twang to it, but harnessed in a pop songwriting that is, I love the combo here.
And Brad Cook plays the bass. And this is such a great bass line. It carries so much of the energy. It's very just kind of bopping around that you don't notice it at first, but it really provides a great backbone for the song.
A real winner of a track. So we go from here to another Katy track, and it's, you know, maybe a little more contemplative. It's called Angel Wings.
I ride down 29 by delight in the spectrum of this yearning. What I couldn't bear to face, want to feel your thoughts, but I don't earn it. I drew you in and I let you down. Think about it often, let it hang around. So full of contending news, I chop it.
Sounding song on the record, but just the addition of Allison's voice as a backing vocal adds so much. And just all of these songs are kind of taking their individual styles and turning it up a notch in the combination. And that's what I love about this album. It's like it's their individual styles, but more so in a really positive way.
Yeah, this song is so, just feels like this warm blanket of, yeah, the Katy Crutchfield voice. These songs, you know, these lyrics of yearning and sort of this, to me, this idea is kind of this transcendence of art of like, oh, you know, my life is tough, but if I can just memorize this song and sing it, maybe that will help. And yeah, that the transformative power of art is something that we can lean on in this time. I also find something very charming. I like the way the song is structured, where it's this pretty lengthy verse of four couplets, and then the third couplet just switches and sort of becomes a pre-chorus, but then it goes back to the original style. So it's sort of like, you know, A-A-B-A, and then into the chorus. So it really feels, you know, like you're going on a journey before you even get to the chorus, and clearly is so important as to her as a songwriter that... that in fact, the song doesn't even finish with a chorus. It finishes with just going back and going through this first verse again. And so this is really this not the soaring chorus, but really this much more earthy verse is where we're kind of left with on this track.
And that's the approach they take with the whole album, right? Like it starts with one song and then it ends with kind of a reprise of the next generation singing a little bit of that song. And so I like how a lot of these songs loop back. And there was another one earlier, like I think maybe it was Cherry Hard Candy, where like it kind of comes back to the way the some of the lyrics at the beginning are repeated later. And I like the way that they are all a little bit circular.
Yeah. And at the same time, I think a fair number of these songs do kind of change things up. So where the choruses, each time through the chorus, it tweaks the lyrics a little. And so you'll have like the second part of the chorus becomes the first part or vice versa, and then new ideas are introduced. And so again, there's economy in the songwriting, and that, you know, the sort of thing that both of these artists are separately so talented, such a, you know, hard won experience, and then to bring this team together, you know, I talked at the beginning about how like, ooh, that can be not necessarily a good thing. And here's like the best case scenario.
Well, I was going to say it's kind of the opposite of how I'm biased against bands that have a couple in them, because I think they're they're going to be too generous about each other's ideas, even if they're not the best ideas. And I think here, if you have sisters who have written music together, you know, their whole lives and really have a sense of the sound that they want to make and each other's individual sounds, maybe they're a little bit even more not only like wanting to perform their best for each other, but more critical and honest about each other's ideas when they don't quite work. And I really feel like this collection of songs is like might have been taken from a larger batch that just picked out the best ones, because, you know, we couldn't play all of the songs that are on the record, but I think they're all great. There's not a you know, as you say, all killer, all filler. There's no filler.
Yes. Let us never forget. And let us also just keep this album in our minds. Sadly, I think they did a handful of live performances as Snowcaps. They did a handful of performances. Somehow, I guess they cloned MJ Lenderman a few times or got some other musicians, that's it. Like they said, we're going to do a few live sets. And if you don't catch one of those, well, too bad. And so we'll see if they ever go back on that.
But well, and I think they've kind of implied that this is not the first of many albums. This was just kind of a one-off that they wanted to do together. And sometimes that can be the best, you know. You don't want a second season if the first season was really perfect.
Yes, let us refer to other lesser art forms.
Well, we were having this conversation yesterday about Heated Rivalry with our friends. And I said, it has been greenlit for a second season. And I said, you know, I wish they had just kept it at the first season because it was just like a perfect like little story in itself.
Yes. Very topical. two twins making music, much like two hockey players finding love.
Spoiler alert.
Or something. Yes, that's definitely a spoiler. Anyway, yes, we're really dating when this episode is being recorded. But, you know, who cares?
That's fine. It is January 2026.
It is January 2026. Yeah, we let this album really percolate for a while. And on every listen, it, you know, this is one of the ones that stays in rotation because it's an album that's built to last and rewards repeated listens. Throw on a good set of headphones and you can hear that stereo separation I refer to. It's a good listen.
So again, we've been discussing the self-titled album Snowcaps, and we're going to go out with the penultimate track, which is really kind of the last full song, and it's called You in Rehab. You've been listening to For the Record. Thanks so much for listening.
Today it hit me like a chore, like an intruder.
BFF.fm podcast network. Learn more at podcasts.bff.fm.
BFF.fm, best frequencies forever.